It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
Well, folks, when you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
Why didn't you say that before?
Okay, Jimmy, you're off the hook. We got Miami, Cincinnati coming up. Any thoughts?
I certainly do, Brett. I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's lock of the week.
Every paper prints the damn betting line. You know, all anybody talks about is the point spread. Every local TV show prognosticator, every two-bit local columnist. I mean, even the average Joe man on the street, all they talk about is the damn point spread. And you know what? It sucks.
I'm telling you, go to the store, get a six-pack, get yourself a cigar and a roll of toilet paper. Because when you see this game, you're going to
College game of the month, absolutely free.
Meet Stu Finer, nickname The Source.
Listen.
He promises, quote, to piss on your bookie's face.
We got a quarterback picking North Carolina State +4. You can't have that, you know.
I'll just call myself Mr. X. Yep, you can't go wrong with Mr. X.
Let's get ready to gamble.
Come on, I'm gonna take a ride with me. We three women in the four with the dozies. Oh, ride, ride.
On the final play of the game. Rolling right. What's he got? Maddox lets it fly. It is! Oh, man! What a catch by Brandon Binkowski. His first career touchdown catch.
That was maybe the most awesome or terrible bad beat in the last, I don't know, 20 years at least, Mr. X. Penn State, 48.5. Villanova, last play of the game, they're down 52-0. And with that touchdown, the one-handed grab at the back of the end zone, we hit the rover and the over.
Went from 0-2 to 2-0 on that play. It was nice.
Were you watching the game live, and did you see that happen?
No. Although I had just clicked on, like, you know, like the ESPN scroll when I realized that there was a pick six that was going to beat us. And I flipped it on, like, and I could see the plays scrolling. And I don't know if you know, just before that, Villanova got first and goal on the one in the last minute. But, of course, after three plays, they went backwards.
Yeah.
And so I assumed it was over. Then all of a sudden, the screen just popped up, touchdown. And I didn't know what had happened till the text started coming in from some Penn State guys and some other guys saying, did you see that? So I didn't see it until later. I put that in the top two in the last 15 years.
Okay. What would be the other one? In the top
and
two.
Both of the craziest beats ever, or wins, as you would say, were both Rover and Overs, which is what makes them even infinitely more multiplier. You know, when they show a first half beat of Iowa State women basketball, it might be a horrible beat, but nobody cares. But when it's a Rover and Over and it's times a lot, it's a big one. And the biggest one I remember, and I did it for you, I helped you on your Milwaukee show. It was a UVA Texas Abilene Christian Rover and Over game. Remember the double pass out of the end zone?
Yes.
That was the one. Virginia was up. They have the Rover and Over hit, and they can kneel on the ball, but like the third string quarterback, they signaled in the play, and remember, on his wristband was like play 8, kneel down, play 9, double pass. and they misread it by 1, and you and I talked about how are those two things side by side on the play sheet.
Funny how that is, right?
And they did a double pass out of the end zone with like a 60-point lead. It led to a safety, which led to punt it away, which led to the other team throwing a pick 6 at the end.
So it was
they were covering.
It was a cascade of everything. Events that led yeah. to the bad beat.
And I was SBP's yeah. play of the year, bad beat of the year, that one.
Yeah. Well,
get on your horse. You've seen that many times.
Yes, exactly.
Get on your horse. The horse is on him.
So this play, I'm scrubbing it back and forth looking at it on Twitter. I mean, the quarterback for Villanova.
Oh, my God.
Is dead to rights. He gets the snap. It's 4th and goal from the 8-yard line.
Yeah.
And he takes the snap. He goes to his left. He realizes, oh, shit, our guys are not blocking over there. There's an unblocked Penn State rusher on his right that he somehow evades by going further backwards to the 25.
Yeah.
And then loops around, dead sprint to his right, gets up literally 1 foot in bounds. Right before he is waylaid by the Penn State defender, 1 foot in the air, inbounds, hurls it back of the end zone, and his receiver makes this skying.
Odell Beckham catch.
Skying. One-handed grab, gets his feet inbounds, and holds possession of the ball at 52-0 with 0-0-0. On the clock. You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, they don't even kick the extra point because the game was over.
Yeah, and it was a 48.5-point spread.
Yep. And the total was 56.
Yeah,
so we needed them both.
Right. You would have thought that the odds makers would know not to put the total and the spread so close together.
Yeah, who knows?
I'll tell you, you
watch just that one play, and it's lucky, but what a play, and you're like, how'd you guys get your ass whooped by 56 the rest of the day?
Right. Well, the biggest upset for me in this whole thing was,
Holy
shit, Villanova plays football? Like, when did that happen?
Well, they only played for one play, but we'll take it.
No, but I mean, like, when did they have a program? Are they D1?
No, they're like that. I still call it 1AA. They don't call it that anymore.
1AA, okay.
And they were always very good. They were always in the playoffs. It seemed like they were always, you know, like playing James Madison back in the day and in that tournament thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are in the football championship division or subdivision. Yeah.
Which is what used to be called 1AA, right?
S.
Right.
Second tier. They're a member of the Coastal Athletic Association.
Yep.
So, with that said, how we doing? I cannot pick NFL games to save my life. If you're not fading me on Fridays right here on this podcast with You Are Looking Live, boy, are you missing out. I am off to an ice-cold start, the likes of which we haven't seen, well, in a while. So, fade me to the moon, make a bunch of money, thank me later, send me a Christmas card. Now, I figured we'd start, now that we're 2 weeks in, reviewing how each week went when it comes to the favorites, the dogs, the public money, the overs, the unders, etc. Do you have that information at your fingertips?
Of course I do. Well, this week, the favorites went 9-7 again for the second week in a row.
Okay.
I always look at, of the 7 dogs, only 2 of them were covers. 5 of them were outright upsets. Patriots, Seahawks, Colts, Falcons, Bucks all pulled upsets. Home teams only went 5-11 against the number.
Right.
Here's the interesting stat of the week. If you remember, I told you on week one that the primetime games, all four of them went over, and that all 12 Sunday games went under. So this reminds me of when you say fades Abe, you go, hey, this is what I've been watching for decades. People go, hey, I see a trend. Hey, right? Let's do that. Okay, so this week, last week, the primetime games, all four went over. This week, all four went under. And in week one, the NFL Sunday games, all 12 went under. And this week, 10 out of 12 went over. You can't be more opposite week one to week two. Yeah. And so when you say, hey, I got an idea, I think I'll just fade Zabe. Yeah, well, only if you can get down on last week.
But, it's an easy trend until the trend ends.
Exactly. I'll tell you, back in the day, I used to, before the internet, there was a local bookie that used to show up at our happy hours on Friday with one of those newsstand magazines. Just who knows who's in them. Crappy. And he'd see these guys, you know, making picks. And he'd see a guy that was, let's say, the last 2-3 weeks was, you know, 18-6. And all he would do is bet the other way. With the idea of it's gonna end soon.
Right.
No idea. You show him anybody who was, you know, 10-4, you'll say, oh, good, go the other way, or vice versa. It levels out.
All right. So we have another edition this week of what was a popular segment, impromptu segment last week of What Are You Doing? There weren't quite as many coaching disasters as there was in week one, but there's certainly some. Okay, what are you doing that we have to hand out?
What are you doing?
Well, the pressure's on. They heard your show, and now they're coaching better.
Okay. The first one is to one Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson has admitted that basically the Bears are not practicing up to what he considers championship standards, to which everyone said, wow. If only there was a guy that could be held accountable for making sure the players practice up to championship caliber.
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team. I think our practice.
Okay, well then what have you been doing since you took the job in February? What have you been doing all summer long? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, what coach says this?
I think our practice habits are
one who wants
to
point the finger at himself. But I don't know. Is his point maybe that today's players, it's hard to do hard practices? Some say they just do so many walkthroughs. The days of a hard practice are kind of over. I don't
know. Well, yeah, but also making sure to announce this in front of the podium to the media.
Yeah.
What good does that do? Like, oh, suddenly you're a tough guy. And then apparently today, Wednesday, he ran his guys through a 2-hour and 15-minute practice, which I guess is long for in-season practice. Look, the Bears are one more loss away from the dreaded players-only meeting.
Which works, except for the times it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. I call it the football equivalent of throwing your empty gun out of bullets at the bad guy.
It's Dave, I hate to quote him twice in the same week, but what you just said reminds me of a famous John Thompson saying.
Okay.
When he used to say, you know, when coaches would always used to say, you know, take the blame for your players, he'd say, be careful. You keep taking the blame, they're going to believe you.
Right. Don't keep saying this. They're going to think you're the problem.
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you doing there, Ben Johnson?
What are you doing?
That takes us to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray had to apologize today because yesterday, or maybe today it happened, a photo came out on social media of Kyler Murray wearing Michael Vick's college jersey while he posed with his pet pit bull.
What are you doing?
You cannot make this up. You are aware, Kyler Murray, you dingbat, that he went to federal prison for a good stretch of time for dog fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the best look.
Right. And then he backed that up with even more bad looks because Marvin Harrison is not getting nearly enough looks.
He is their number one draft pick from a couple years ago. He is potentially a great player, and I think he's averaging two targets a game.
Yeah.
So the right thing to say if you're Kyler Murray is, look, I got to do a better job of making sure we get him more touches. He can really help us. Instead, he basically said, yeah, well, you never know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Too bad I'm not in charge of throwing the ball around.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
No.
You can't. You know, I say it every time. Like, dude, no, I wish all of them could get 10 targets a game, of course. There's only one ball. You know, we've been playing this game for a long time. We all understand how it goes. Some days he's going to get 10. Some days he might get 3, whatever it is. And Mike might get 8. You know, you never know.
I mean, that's a bad answer. I know.
Yeah, I don't like the you'll never know as if you have nothing to do with it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, like, you never know is what you say at the roulette table, not who you throw the football to.
He may be literally true. It might literally be true and accurate in the overall sense of things. It's not something you say.
That's funny. I mean, you're going to say, hey, we're going to go to different. We have a lot of great players. We're going to go, take what the defense gives us, all those cliches. I get what he was trying to say, but he sure could have said it better.
And my final, what are you doing, goes to the NFL and their media arm. In 1 week, they took down, via copyright restriction, the tush push penalty that should have been called multiple times on the Eagles against the Chiefs. They took that media down. And then they took down the Tom Brady on the headset in the Raider game, where the announcers are like, yeah, he talks to Chip Kelly 2 or 3 times a week. He's very involved. And people lost their minds because they're like, hey, he's also meeting with coaches as his prep work for his broadcast gig. So NFL media, you can't stop us from talking about these things, okay? You know, you're taking these things down. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We know what you're trying to do. It's not working.
The Brady thing amazes me in the sense of, I mean, Goodell had it out for him. The whole Deflategate, everything. He had it out for him. And that whole joke of an investigation. And now it's like 100% the opposite direction of, yeah, I know you're not supposed to own a team. Go ahead. Like, wait, right. Really? How is that a reversal that makes sense?
I don't know why they're not drawing a harder line. I think it's because everyone feels like it's good to be in business with Tom Brady. That's why he's wildly overpaid. And it's ridiculous because there's other guys. Yes, he's the best quarterback probably in NFL history. It's hard to judge era to era when the game has changed so much. But, yeah, it's just dumb the way they're bending over backwards. They ought to have some integrity, some rules, some red lines they don't cross. But it's the NFL. What do you expect?
Yeah, I have a what are you doing?
All right, let's go. Yeah.
What are you doing?
And I don't have the exact situation. I know X4 gave me this one last week because, and then not long after it, the Virginia Tech coach got fired, I guess, this week anyway. But there was a one in week one. I think it was first half, not game, where they were running to the last minute field goal to end the half. And he goes to call timeout with 18 seconds left. And there's an assistant coach who just grabs him and pulls him away like, no, don't do that. And he kind of can't figure out why. And eventually they let the clock run down, call the timeout, and take the walk-off field goal. And as X4 said to me, every 9-year-old who plays Madden football on Xbox knows how to kick a walk-off field goal, but not our guy.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you don't call timeout with 18, 20 seconds left to kick a field goal on fourth down. You go down to 2.
Yeah. How about
tennis? And he doesn't know that. If you play Madden football, you know how to do a walk-off. This isn't like intricate like football stuff. This is every kid with a controller in his hand knows how to do that.
Agreed. What about Tennessee trying to get the ball a little bit more centered for their kicker, getting a false start, costing him 5 extra yards?
What are you doing?
I mean,
that was brutal.
And they're lucky it wasn't a holding penalty or a personal foul or something that would take him entirely out of range.
Yeah,
just dumb stuff.
Now, did you see the flag? I've only watched about half the games. There was a tush push flag this week.
Oh, there was in the Eagles game?
However, no, it wasn't the Eagles.
It wasn't the Eagles, it was somebody else.
It was the Bengals. Oh. They were on goal line inside the 1, and they called the guard for being too far forward. which made me think this. I don't know if it's just Philly. There's a rule in life, an unwritten rule, of if everybody's wrong, are you really wrong? Okay?
Right.
And it's like, if one guy lines up wrong, they called him. But Philly, they line up everybody wrong. So it's like, well, I guess it's okay because everybody's doing it. It sounds like third graders. But when the one Bengal lined up wrong, they flagged him.
Also, they seemingly put a new twist on the tush push when they finally got back to the goal line. They pushed Jake Browning over the top. So it was like an aerial tush push.
Yes.
It was a push with a lift. And I thought,
You can't lift.
What do you mean you can't lift?
You cannot air. My kids, I'm sorry, this is like completely inappropriate, but I know this rule because it's my household. And about 5 years ago, watching football at Thanksgiving, one of the kids said, why don't you just hire, Eddie Goodell or some
midget toss him over
and just
the line.
Chuck him over the
That's
line.
That's been talked about by committees.
And it's illegal.
It is
in there that you cannot. You cannot do that.
It's already in the rules. You cannot throw a player.
Or lift and throw or something like that.
Okay, but the point is they pushed upwards on Browning.
I don't know. So, I don't know what the definition of lift and throw is, but yeah, I got you.
Well, they're already not enforcing the play the way it needs to be enforced. So I think this week, because there is so much outcry, that they're going to enforce it more strictly. I would be shocked if the Eagles end up not getting at least one or two penalties on their play because they're used to doing it a certain way. By the way, they had eight tush pushes, eight of them, and that accounted for 11% of their total plays. It's an ugly, shitty rugby play. It should have been banned. It will be banned after this year.
Well, and again, I don't even care if they ban it as long as they line up legally.
Well, you got to line up legally and you got to.
They lined up legally, it would not have the same success.
Well, you also have to not false start. Apparently.
I got an idea. Let's follow the rules as written and maybe it would be a whole lot better.
Yeah, that'd be good too. Or make tush pushes automatically video reviewed. If they say, well, it's hard to see when they're firing off a split second before when everyone's bunched up together, fine. Say that every tush push gets a video review to make sure there's no false start.
And, Dave, I don't know. I think I saw more tackles coming off a half beat early on left or right tackle called this week than I've seen in years. I think they are listening to the shows, Dave.
In pass protection?
Yeah. I'm about halfway through the games, and I've seen six or seven of them where it's just that half beat early, and they flagged them.
Yeah. Well, it's uncanny how some of these offensive tackles are able to time it on the snap, especially just to get an extra half a second. Because they're doing this a lot on the road where the crowd is the loudest.
Yeah.
So the timing of knowing when your quarterback is going to snap it on the road in deafening noise is pretty impressive, but it's still illegal and should be flagged.
Yeah. I guess the whole thing, as you know, is that's a real bang bang, very difficult thing to get. And granted, they should get it. But lining up where you have all day to look at the formation, just like, hey, do you have seven men on the line? Do you have four in the backfield? You have time. There's no excuse for that.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod.
Indeed.com/CharlieZuluAlphaBravoEcho. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
The Commanders are officially returning to D.C., Mr. X.
Yeah.
The team today got the news they wanted. The final D.C. Council vote to appropriate public money to help build this thing passed by a final vote of 11-2, but it wasn't without some drama. Because at the last second, there was amendments put forth that were absolute poison pills that were going to be cause the whole thing to fall apart. And luckily, cooler heads prevailed, and they said, look, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. Stop trying to add shit at the last minute. They resubmitted the proposal, and the $3.8 billion domed stadium and mixed-use development at the site of the old RFK has been given the full green light. They plan to move in 2030. Couple thoughts. One, as a native, do you like the fact they're back on the old spot of the old gray lady? Good old RFK, number one. And number two, do you have a problem with it being a dome and not even a retractable dome?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
You do?
Yeah. What? It's Washington, D.C. This isn't a northern. I don't see a need for a dome in Washington, D.C. You can call it multi-use, but I understand, you know, it's so easy to draw it up, and whenever you can have someone else pay for it, you want everything. And so I get retractable, but what's wrong with – I don't know why you need a dome. I don't know why you need that. But on the old site, sure, why not? I mean, that place has been a waste of – I mean, in an urban metropolitan area like that – That land is used for nothing. Why wouldn't it be the spot? Forget all the nostalgia and the fun. I don't know if you remember, but I mean, I was at RFK for a decade plus as a kid. I was there all the time. It was great. But, and you know, everything today is it's going to develop everything around it. That's great. I don't know what you need a dome for. You're not in New England. You're not in Minnesota.
Yeah,
what
but
do you need that?
You know how humid it gets as well. And you know how much rain.
Not in football season.
Well, the first month it is, all of September is hot. All of it.
All right.
You're like, well, okay.
Does Miami have a dome? You know, I mean,
no.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
The problem is it costs several $100 million more just to make it retractable.
Yeah.
And many of these cities and teams never pop the roof on their stadium. Indy and Houston rarely have that thing open. Dallas.
I didn't know Indy opened.
Did you know that Dallas opens?
I thought Dallas was always open.
No. It's closed most of the time.
Oh, I'm thinking of the old stadium, not the
Yeah,
new
the
one.
Old stadium
I'm too
definitely
old.
was open all the time. But yeah. I mean,
the old stadium, as much as I've always hated that team and that city, the old stadium was classic. It was, it's open on the field and it's covered for the fans. That's a pretty good idea. So you can sit and dry and watch a game in the rain. I mean, that was actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Technically, the roof of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta opens, but really? it's a very narrow little sphincter of a roof. Huh. And I don't even know if you can tell if it's open when they play down there, because mostly it's closed. So I think
the how do you do the grow grass thing in the dome? It's going to be grass or turf?
I do not believe it's going to be grass. I believe it's going to be
fake turf. That's the part that stinks. I like what they do in Arizona, where the surface rolls outside and grows grass, and then they can just push the button and roll it back inside the stadium, so they play indoors on grass. Now, I know there's a cost to that, but it's not the reason I said open air stadium is because you can get rid of the turf and play on grass.
Final designs are not yet finished for this new Commander Stadium, but it doesn't look like they're leaning towards growing the grass in a removable tray, because once again, that requires a ton of extra money.
Oh,
and
sure.
Space in the parking lot and engineering and making it flat and everything else. And
well, I'm glad it's coming back. That'll be great, because that stadium where they play now is about as bad as they get.
All right, to baseball. Shohei Ohtani says he would play in the outfield in the playoffs so he could provide the team a instant, high-leverage, limited relief pitcher. Is this a good idea?
It's great that he says that. I mean, if that was Rafael Devers, he'd be saying, I'm not changing positions.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody probably couched that question. You know, it's not like he just sat down one day and said, I think I'll have a press conference. Somebody probably, you know, went down there and he's like, sure, I'll do whatever I can to help us win. Good for him.
But
I mean,
is it a good thing?
Is it a good idea to actually do it?
Defense matters. And even though he's a great athlete, he would not have played in the outfield on a regular basis.
Well, their one weakness right now, though, is they are struggling for closers and bullpen. So I see him saying, hey, I can do – that was his roundabout way of going, I'd be a better closer than what we have.
instead of criticizing his teammates,
he's just trying to say, hey, I'll do it. You know, he said it in a good way instead of saying our weaknesses are closers.
What if Shohei Ohtani decided, just as another fun side quest, to be a great closer in addition to being a dual pitcher and full-time hitter?
Yeah, first 50-homer, 50-save guy.
Right, I saw that. First ever 50-50 guy, and it was 50-homer, 50-save.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, when were we even tracking that? Exactly. Okay, more on baseball. The Angels are set to finish sub-500 for the 10th straight season, which is inconceivable given the kind of player they have in Trout and the fact they've spent money for guys like Pujols and Rendon and others. Yeah. And I just felt like I needed to bring this up given your showdown with Jay about Mike Trout. Yes.
Okay, how do I look now?
I'm just trying to remember, what was your take? What was his take?
They were nowhere close to the same. They were. This was the classic, like, where do you put the punctuation in a sentence to figure out what it means? You know, the old let's eat grandma or let's eat comma grandma. You know.
So what was your point about Trout?
I had just made a comment with you one time when I just somehow said, wow, how is it that the best player in baseball never gets to the postseason?
Right.
He took it to mean I was saying that he was not that good of a player.
Oh, right.
Like, oh, if you're really that good, you should be there. Right. I was not saying that. What I was saying was, gosh, can you believe the best player in the game never gets to the postseason? Just kind of an off-the-cuff comment. It was not a cause-and-effect kind of thing. Right. But he listened to it and heard me saying, because Trout never made the playoffs, therefore he's not that good. Now, I have to say, in the 5 years or so since we had that conversation, what's he playing, another 50 games a year? I mean, he hasn't done anything for a long time.
It's unbelievable. And it doesn't seem like it bothers him.
Yeah.
Which, no. I don't know. I mean, the money's good. The weather is nice. Who the fuck cares, right?
The Angels were always very, very, very top heavy on 2, 3, 4 guys, not a 25-man roster. And baseball is just not a sport that it's not, you know, basketball. One star is not, Jordan's not going to carry it. It's a team game. And the top heavy on 2 or 3 players was just a format that never worked. But even bad teams sneak into the playoffs now and then. The Angels just can't. I don't know. They just can't.
Yeah. Mr. X will bet on just about anything, but I'm wondering if you would bet on rat roulette. Well, wait, what? Rat roulette. It's apparently a thing at the Alaska State Fair. Here's how it works, and you got to see the video that's gone viral. A giant wooden wheel sits in the middle of like a squared off arcade pen, and on the wheel is like a roulette wheel of little holes about 6 inches in diameter. A live rat is contained in a hanging sort of pet bed or a stuffed toy, and they have a mechanism where they drop the rat out of the hanging stuffed toy so it plops onto the wheel that is spinning, and the rat instinctively doesn't like sitting on something that's spinning, so it runs and it crawls into the nearest hole that it finds, and you actually wager money based on what color hole you think the rat will run into.
Wow. I don't know. I don't have a problem with the gambling component there, Sam. But I just, when I hear you say that, all I can think of is the poor intern whose job it is to collect the rat for the next roll.
Right. Where do they get? Yeah. Where do they get the rat going?
That's not a job you want to do. Okay. Okay. He went to red. Let's spin it again.
Also,
get the rat.
Is there a way to handicap it? Like, you know what? Rats tend to see red and yellow better than they do blue and black. So definitely bet on that. Here, take a listen to this. This is one guy that was betting this stupid thing at the Alaska State Fair.
Oh, hell no, man. Hell no. My favorite thing to do at the Alaska State Fair is right here, the rat race. Check this out, man. I'm about to flip this 10 to at least 15 or 20. I need some change, man. Where we get the change at? I need some change. I want some quarters. They say Hardaway learning money no good at. Well, I'm itching, man. What's the max bet, right?
2 quarters.
50 cents the max? Yeah. We're dropping a dollar right now. 50 cents on white, 50 cents on pink. What's up, my boy? What's going on?
You lucky.
We're about to right here. Watch this. 5 for 1, 7 for 1. 15 for 1. We're about to 30-something X this right now. Pink. Oh, hell no, man.
I guess they have different odds for colors because some colors don't have as many spaces on the wheel. I'm just wondering how an actual sort of accountant would look at that game and go, well, here's where the margins are for the house.
Well, the answer is at 50 cents a max, nobody gives a rat's ass.
No! Well played, my friend. Well played. All right, couple more here. You have 4 boys, correct?
Yes, I do.
And all of them either love sports or they like sports enough, right?
Oh gosh, yes.
And they grew up in just outside the shadow of Washington, D.C., where the local team, the Redskins, during the entirety of their adolescence was either shit or worse than shit, right?
Very much so.
Did they ever complain to you, their dad, that you had it so good and that it's unfair to them the team now stinks?
I don't think they complained. They did tell me they'd heard enough about me talking about the glory days, but... and how many championships and Super Bowls and
the reason I bring this up is that there's a great meme going around. There's some poor kid in a Dolphins jersey at a Dolphin game looking totally distraught. Eyes are all red. He's crying. He's got his hand out. He's like, his expression is, what are they doing? These Dolphins suck. And the meme is, my granddad got 17-0. My dad got Marino. And I get this.
That's a good one.
I'm like, that is That is
I hate when they get the kids, though. That bugs me. But you know, whenever NCAA, when you see the Duke kid crying, I'm like, he's 10. Give him a break. Wow. But I get it. I get the generation thing because that's us. But, you know, they're excited now. I mean, X2 has season tickets now, and it's a different era, hopefully. But, yeah, it's been a long time. That's a good meme, though, for the Dolphins. You know, everybody's had a glory day at some point, except for, you know, maybe the Browns.
Yeah. All right. And then there's this. Don't think that there's not cheating in every single competitive thing in life. Okay. There always is, because the World Stone Skimming Championship has been hit by a cheating scandal. Several competitors were disqualified for tampering with their stones by grinding the edges of them to make them more circular that can help them skip better on the water. Get the hell out of here.
So you're not allowed to grind your stones? Huh.
No, the stones must come from naturally occurring island slate and fit through a device called the Ring of Truth to ensure that they are the right size. But even if they're the right size and they are the natural slate that comes from the island where this was held, it doesn't mean that someone didn't go, hey, if I go ahead and shave the edges down, it might make it skip even farther.
There's some science. And who checks those? Is it Walt, what's his name? Walt Anderson and his bag of bent needles? Is that who does that?
I don't know who did. I don't know exactly how it got discovered. But, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I think somebody in the SEC said, you know what? Tip of the cap. It just means more. The stone skipping championship just means more to you. So, by the way, if you
cheat in that, you must have big stones.
Yeah, there you go. The world's record for longest stone skip is nearly 400 feet, set by...
Oh, that's not possible.
Well, there's a video of it. I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to send it to you. Done by Doogie Isaacs of Scotland, and the stone throw is recognized in the Guinness book.
How do you throw a stone 400 feet? Forget the skipping. What, are they throwing it downhill?
It's got a good arm, and the stone... Skippity skip.
It's like what's his name, Roy McIlvoy in the seven iron. As long as you hit it down the road, you can hit it a long way, I guess.
Right. Whereas, like, I can outdrive you with this shovel or something like that.
The guy hit the seven iron. And he hit it on the road, so it kept rolling.
Yeah, he didn't say I'd outdrive you in the same direction that the hole is.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just outdrive you. Okay, let's make some picks here for the Thursday nighter.
Well, before we do Thursday, can I ask you a question this
week?
Yes,
sir.
The Tua meter. I call it the Tua meter.
Everyone's off of it.
Well, but I was watching, when I was watching over the Dolphin game, it kind of hit me, and I was saying, you know, and I know that the coach, what's his name? Not Nerd Boy.
Mike McDaniels.
A little bit of a hot seat. But when I was watching the rerun of the Dolphins game, and, you know, every pass is just, you know, flaring the ball here and there. And I was wondering, Zabe, how many of the 32 starters would you take right now over Tua?
Well, define starters, because a number of them are on the bench.
Well, forget recent injuries. Just on day one, the 32 opening day starters, where would you put Tua in the 32?
Are you talking for one game or?
No, if you're starting a franchise right now, whatever, and we go, hey, Zabe, you get to pick your quarterback.
Am I talking about, real life. Do I have to take his salary on because they paid him top of the market? No,
don't do salary. Just who do you want? Who do you want?
Tua would be 32nd.
Wow. Okay, I had him 29th.
32nd because there's just too much downside risk given his concussion history.
Nah, I get that. I get that. I had him only ahead of Rattler and Flacco.
Wow.
Maybe you can make a case for Bryce Young. But I think I'd rather take my chances with Bryce Young getting better. I just watched the Tua tape this week, and I'm like, I like Tua personally, and I hope he doesn't get another noodle rack. But I'm watching this whole thing of, oh, you got to get the ball out of his hands quick. Yeah, you threw it 3 yards sideways. I mean, is that the NFL? Get it out of his hands? Why even snap it to him? If he's just going to flare it 2 yards left and 2 yards right?
Yeah.
It's a weird offense, and I wonder, is that McDaniel's, quote, offense? Or is that, oh, my God, this guy can't play. What can we do with him?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think he's accurate statistically, but he's a minus arm in terms of strength. A lot of the times when guys like Waddle and, of course, Tyreek would get open deep, they'd have to slow up and wait for the ball to come down. So it turned what would be walk-in touchdowns into just 55-yard catches. And I think because of the concussions now, he doesn't process as quick, and I think he's going to get worse and worse for as long as he continues to play. He's also a bit of a weirdo. I'm not saying he's Russell Wilson level of weirdo, but I don't think his teammates are fully on board with him either, and that can be a bit of a problem. So, yeah.
They don't go to his birthday party?
No, they do not go to his birthday party. We have a load of lumber this Thursday night on Amazon Prime. The Buffalo Bills at home hosting said Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. It is Buffalo minus 11.5. Your total is 50 and a hook. I think there's going to be a lot of people tempted to take that over. What's your lean? Not an official pick, or do you want to make an official pick here?
We're going to pick the Thursday. We'll pick the Thursdays every week.
We'll pick it.
In principle, I always take double digits in the NFL. It's hard.
I did two last week against Baltimore. Yeah. It did not work out for me.
Yeah. I'm seeing the line at 12.5 right now.
Are you really? Okay.
It's a hold your nose, and I would take Miami before I'd lay that number, but I don't feel good about it everything I just said about Tua. And their defense, scratch that. I'm laying the number, and I'm taking Buffalo.
But, sir, I just dumped all the lumber in your driveway. That cord of wood is now sitting. You said, yes, I would like the lumber. I got to pick that up now?
Right. Well, now we're going to double the lumber on the other side.
Okay. All right. Well, we got another truck here.
I'll take Buffalo. Miami can't stop anybody. How are they going to stop Buffalo?
Okay. I'm taking Buffalo minus as well. Have you seen the joke about now Josh Allen, because he broke his nose and they jacked it back into place during the game? His nose is all huge. He said, I'm the third Bosa brother. Because Nick Bosa's brother, Joey Bosa, has a ginormous schnoz.
Why not?
All right. As always, for more information, go see Mr. X online at callmemrx.com, on Twitter at justcallmemrx. As we like to say, bet with your head no over it, and only bet as much as you can afford to what?
To win.
Exactly. All right. We'll see you next week, Mr. X. Thank you.
Take care. See ya.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, for years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.